How will the Humboldt County Superior Court resolve the huge mess they've created for the Clark family? The RioDelTimes.com has been reporting on the probate fight that has been dragged out for 10 months already, as the court has continued it time and again on behalf of a local prominent attorney who has now dumped her client and the case. To find out how they got here, you can listen to the earlier segments at the RioDelTimes.com or at the RioDelTimes page on SoundCloud. But for a quick recap, the whole court mess began almost a year ago when a petition was filed by Vicki Dillon asking the court to appoint her as a co-administrator of her late mother's estate, along with her younger sister Jeannie Clark, who had already been appointed as the administrator with the consent of all six Clark sisters. Local attorney Chris Hamer, a senior partner at the Arcata law firm Stokes Hamer Kirk & Eads, filed the petition as Vicki's attorney. It said that Vicki wanted the court to add her on as a co-administrator for the sole purpose of selling herself and her son the only estate asset, a 2.5-acre property near Arcata. The Clark sisters are all equal beneficiaries of their mom's estate, and oldest sister Regine has lived on the property for decades after taking care of their mom while she was alive, and she holds the title for the mobile home that sits on the property. While Regine was out of town, her sister Vicki moved into the mobile home, and the petition was immediately filed by Attorney Hamer. Attorney Hamer's petition said that since Vicki now lived in the mobile home on the property, the court should grant her petition so she wouldn't have to move out and become homeless. Regine has been unable to return to her home since then, so she has been homeless, while waiting for the court process to play out, despite holding clear title. There have been numerous hearings where the court could have ruled on the petition itself, since there are clear codes and rules on administrators selling themselves estate property at bargain basement prices. The court could have asked some questions of Attorney Hamer and her client, including asking them to prove that Vicki could finance the purchase of the property in the first place. But they have never done that. Judge Timothy Canning has not addressed any of the issues brought up by the attorney for Jeannie, and has instead encouraged them to settle. The fact that the other sisters have clearly and repeatedly refused to agree to sell the property to Vicki, and that the court can't force them to agree, has been ignored entirely. On May 6th, Judge Canning released Attorney Hamer from the case without a single question about the steaming pile of a mess that she was leaving behind for her client, who had a court hearing scheduled for later that month. Vicki has been left to fend for herself in front of the court, as she hasn't been able to find a new attorney. At a June 20th status hearing, Vicki confirmed that she hasn't been able to retain an attorney and she is on her own. She asked Judge Canning on how to ask for a change in venue, and he told her that she would need to file a request. The judge set a trial date for July 30th, so who knows what will happen. At some point, the judge is going to have to rule on the merits of the petition that was created by Attorney Hamer. Now that the attorney who filed it has been let off the hook, perhaps the judge can finally do that. The estate has been in limbo for almost a year now while the saga has played out. And on May 21st, Attorney Hamer filed a lien on the Clark family estate for her attorney fees and costs creating the mess. The dollar amount of the claim wasn't included, and it will be paid out of Vicki's share, according to the lien. Also, Regine Clark remains homeless while the court process grinds along and costs rack up trying to regain possession of the property. The RioDelTimes will continue to follow the story and bring you updates along the way. Sadly, though, this family's story is representative of what so many families face when they're having to deal with the Humboldt County Probate Court. This has been Sharon Wolf with the RioDelTimes reporting.